Hello and welcome to the Simply Wall Street Market Insights. My name's Michael, and I'll be talking you through part 6 of our Big Trend series. We're 6 weeks into this series, and this week we're looking into the huge world of automation. From water wheels used in the first century BC to self-driving cars and robots, we've seen an exponential increase in automation's potential and use cases, many of which may have seemed entirely impossible up until recently. In this week's piece, we're going to cover some of the latest automation innovations across different industries, the benefits of automation to businesses and consumers, and how we as investors can get exposure to this trend. But before we dive in, here's our quote of the week. The most contrarian thing of all is not to oppose the crowd, but to think for yourself. Peter Thiel. Now, let's dive in. Automation, doing more with less. We've had multiple industrial revolutions over the last 250 years. The jury's still out though on whether it's been 3, 4, or 5 revolutions. And the length of each of these seems to be getting shorter as technology advances at a rapid pace. And what's been the backbone of them all? Increasing levels of automation. Automation is a crucial part in human evolution that has increased our productivity, created jobs while displacing others, and moved our species forward at an exponential pace. To cover some of the biggest areas of automation and opportunities, this week we're going to look into 1, autonomous vehicles, and 2, robotics. Both of these areas have received huge amounts of research and development dollars over the last decade, and the advancement in these spaces will continue to benefit businesses, end consumers, and ultimately shareholders. So first up, let's talk about autonomous vehicles. Self-driving cars and drones were once a figment of science fiction, but now they're fast becoming a widely spread reality. As the technology continues to improve and manufacturers streamline production and enhance the safety of these vehicles, we are well on our way to seeing a huge impact on transportation, ride-hailing, and logistics around the world. ARK Invest estimates that the cost per mile of delivery from a human driver is about $1.60 per mile, but the cost with an autonomous delivery robot could be as low as 6 cents per mile. And it also believes the cost per mile of ride-hailing in the US could drop from $2 per mile to 25 cents per mile. Whether it be autonomous drones delivering pizzas or packages, autonomous trucks delivering cargo, or autonomous cars used for ride-hailing, we're already starting to see these technologies out there in the wild and increases in adoption. In 2017, ARK Invest wrote a piece entitled Mobility as a Service, Why Self-Driving Cars Could Change Everything. While some of its time predictions did not eventuate exactly as forecasted, it is still an interesting read into the insights of what could still occur as this technology gains momentum going forward. Some of the potential impacts it listed include 1, lower auto sales. As ride-sharing becomes much cheaper from autonomous vehicles and owning a car becomes less appealing. 2, lower car insurance premiums. Since the technology will eventually be better than human drivers who are susceptible to distraction or poor choices. 3, consolidation in the auto industry. As market leaders gain traction and economies of scale, while those who haven't innovated well enough will fall behind or get acquired. 4, the mobility as a service industry will grow, as non-car owners will make the most of the cheaper autonomous taxi services for transportation, and some owners rent out their cars while they're not in use. And 5, delivery costs will drastically reduce for goods, improving margins for companies utilizing autonomous vehicles in their delivery fleets. As mentioned, while the estimated timeframes of adoption or market size may differ slightly from what ends up happening in reality, it's hard to deny that these trends are occurring. We're seeing so many companies already use the technology, and while the benefits may not be flowing through to the bottom line just yet, we're still in the early days of adoption. To reference ARK again, since they cover the space so much, they have made a claim where they think autonomous taxis could have the biggest impact on GDP of any innovation in history. This estimate stems from gains in productivity, services revenue, autonomous car sales, and preservation of life, and the reductions come from lower car sales, lower medical bills, lower insurance fees, repairs, fuel, and maintenance. If you'd like to see a graph, there's one in the article. Now, let's move on to robotics. Robotics, man's best mechanical friend. As for the field of robotics, automation is fueling unprecedented advancements across multiple industries. The International Federation of Robots, IFR, released an interesting report in February this year outlining the 5 trends in robotics for 2023, which it expects will drive increased adoption among users, from small enterprises all the way to global OEMs. It claims the increasing affordability, capabilities, and usability of robots, combined with shrinking workforces, are going to bring in a new wave of productivity gains with profound implications for labor markets, businesses' economics, and end consumers. Robots are economical, time savers, scalable, easily programmable, and the most underappreciated benefit of them all is that they create new jobs. Gavin Mee, Managing Director of Northern Europe at UiPath, said, "Robots will take on many lower skilled tasks that involve data entry, rules-based processes, and monotonous tasks. But new positions requiring higher skills will more than fill the gap." According to Universal Robots, all of the following are required for robots to function: programming, engineering, end effector design, operators, data analysts, manufacturing of robots, and systems integration. Another reason for the advancement of robotics simply comes from necessity. Many industries, like the ones we'll cover below, are struggling to find workers, so robots and automation are being integrated into their businesses, not only from the goal of efficiency, but simply the goal of surviving. Here's a few incredible examples of robotics being used in different industries. Agriculture, robots helping farmers. Here's one fascinating example in agriculture. A company called Carbon Robotics has developed a robot called Laser Weeder to assist farmers in the grueling task of, you guessed it, killing weeds. It's been covered in the news recently too. In Carbon Robotics' own words, laser weeding is precision weed control for commercial farming. It kills weeds at the meristem before they compete for precious resources. Crops grow healthier when they aren't fighting weeds for water, nutrients, and sunlight. The product page explains, "The device uses high-resolution cameras and state-of-the-art computing to distinguish between weeds and crops in real time. This enables precision weed control through an array of high-powered lasers, regardless of weather or time of day. Laser weeding boosts crop yield, cuts farming costs, and supports sustainable farming." Aside from the huge benefit of not needing to use harmful pesticides to manage crops, the device reportedly has a 1 to 3 year payback time for farmers. It operates day and night, 24/7, works in virtually all weather, has sub-millimeter accuracy that humans can't replicate, works on 40 plus crops, and is certified organic and helps with regenerative agriculture. You'd probably struggle to find an employee willing or even capable to do all that for that price. This is just one example of robotics being used in agriculture. There's plenty other examples, including robots for planting, irrigation, pest control, and soil analysis. DataBridge Market Research estimates that the global agriculture robot market size will reach $84 billion USD in 2030, up from $8.1 billion USD in 2022, which is an annual growth rate of 33% per year. Now let's move on to manufacturing. Manufacturing, fully automated production lines. Robots have been used in the manufacturing industry since 1938 and have helped humans in countless ways to complete almost all tasks in factories. But even today, the penetration of robots in manufacturing has been surprisingly low, and only now are we seeing more widespread adoption occurring. You may have already seen the likes of Amazon has 750,000 robots that are helping to do the heavy lifting in its warehouses, which is increasing safety, reducing costs, upskilling employees, and benefiting end consumers and shareholders. Or you may have seen the many different ways Tesla implements autonomy and robotics in its business, which led it to become the world's most advanced car manufacturer. Tesla's Gigafactory is probably the most well-known example of robots in manufacturing. It uses self-navigating autonomous vehicles capable of free movement for shifting goods between workspaces. In manufacturing nowadays, robots are used for material handling, picking, packing, palleting, transferring parts, machine loading, assembling, welding, painting, dispensing, and processing. As for the types of robots in manufacturing, we have articulated robots, Cartesian robots, cylindrical robots, and polar robots. No, they're not polar bear robots, unfortunately, as cool as that would be. As outlined by Universal Robots, the biggest benefit of using robots in manufacturing is increased safety, speed, consistency, productivity, and most importantly, happier employees. If industry estimates are anything to go by, 11.4% annual growth rates to 2029, there seems to be plenty of runway ahead of demand for industrial robots that will benefit both the creators and the manufacturing businesses using them. Now let's move on to the restaurant industry. Restaurants, burgers made by bots. Even the food and restaurant industry is seeing plenty of robotic innovations that are helping improve operations. For starters, pardon the pun, automated delivery has helped maintain and increase volumes during COVID when prospective customers couldn't dine out. Domino's partnered with a robotics company to develop an autonomous pizza delivery system. Starship Technologies has food delivery robots that have now delivered over 5 million meals and are delivering thousands more each day. DoorDash announced plans in 2021 to develop its own form of automated delivery, which can carry multiple packages and will be programmed to travel between different businesses and make deliveries. As for automated front-of-house areas, the likes of McDonald's, Shake Shack, and others are implementing self-service kiosks in restaurants, while others are implementing tabletop devices so that customers can order at tables and staff can focus on other tasks. Those going all in have even implemented running and busing robots for serving, drink serving, food running, and even cleanup. As for where the magic happens in the kitchen, automated robots are helping streamline simple, low-skill, repetitive tasks that assist cooks while they can focus on more intricate tasks involved with preparing meals. Whether it be flipping burgers, mixing spices, prepping foods, operating fryers, or even measuring ingredients, there's a robot for it, and that helps reduce waste, increase efficiency, and improve product consistency. Restaurants are notoriously low-margin businesses, and with labor, food, and rent being the three biggest inputs, and all rising over the last 2 years, automation is at least helping keep a handle on rising labor costs by improving training costs, automating task management, and helping with inventory management. The likes of Chipotle, Sweetgreen, McDonald's, Starbucks, Domino's, Shake Shack, and many others are all experimenting with robots in automation in different parts of their businesses, which could help improve their margins if they become implemented on a larger scale. Now let's move on to healthcare. Healthcare, surgeons and robots. In the field of healthcare, precision can sometimes be a matter of life or death. So, incorporating robots and automation has been a game changer to assist doctors and surgeons with their tasks and reduce human error. We've seen robot-assisted surgeries help many doctors perform minimally invasive, intricate, and complex procedures with more precision, which has plenty of benefits. These include greater range of motion and dexterity, highly magnified, high-resolution images and live video, better access to areas being operated on, fewer complications during surgery, shorter hospital stays, less risk of infection, less blood loss, fewer blood transfusions, less pain, and faster recovery times. Robots are used extensively through healthcare, from the surgical robots mentioned above, to exoskeletons helping with rehabilitation, care robots assisting nurses in aged care, and hospital robots which can disinfect items or deliver items around the hospital. Toyota and Honda have been working on these care robots for a few years now, and Intuitive Surgical, Medtronic, and Stryker provide surgical robots that are currently being used. A Grand View research report expects the global surgical robots market size to grow at 16.5% per year to reach $18.2 billion USD by 2030, up from $4.4 billion in 2022. Now, let's move on to the benefits of automation to businesses and consumers. Since businesses, at least the good ones, are looking to deliver value to their end users and shareholders, operational efficiency is one of the biggest opportunities of hitting two birds with one stone. And investing in automation achieves exactly that. Automation helps businesses deliver better products and services, save time, increase consistency, and reduce waste, which ultimately leads to higher operating margins and, all else being equal, higher profits for shareholders. While these investments may cost a lot upfront due to the capital required to buy the equipment, the value over the long term provided by such robots and tools ends up paying for themselves many times over. Investing in automation has the potential to increase long-term operating margins of those stocks that utilize automation and robotics, even if their sales don't increase. It also has the potential to drastically increase revenues of those that actually make and sell the equipment or software, given the value they're providing to businesses and end users. So, how can we invest in automation and robotics? If you're interested in investing in this trend of autonomous vehicles and robotics, you're in luck. There's a plethora of businesses operating in the space. They're either utilizing robots to improve their own products and services, or they're actually selling the robotic products and services. While this list isn't exhaustive, and nor are all of them pure play exposure, here's a list of US stocks and ETFs that are in some way exposed to the automation trends covered above. Here's some autonomous vehicle stocks: Tesla, Alphabet, Ford, General Motors, Qualcomm, Amazon, who's the owner of Zoox, NVIDIA, Micron Technology, Uber, Lyft, and Adaptive. And here's some ETFs: Drive, which is DRIV, Cars, which is KARS, ARKQ, which is ARKQ, IDRV, and HAIL. Now here's some stocks in the robotics space: Rockwell Automation, Intuitive Surgical, Zebra Technologies, PTC, Deere, Trimble, Caterpillar, Teradyne, UiPath, Medtronic, Stryker, Becton Dickinson, Zimmer Biomet, Smith & Nephew, Globus Medical, Vicarious Surgical, and Kratos Defense and Security Systems. And here's some ETFs in the robotics space. BOTS, which is B-O-T-S, Robo, which is R-O-B-O, and then another is I-R-B-O, another one is R-O-B-T, and another one again is A-R-K-Q. So what else is happening in the markets? Here's a few news items that we thought were worth noting. One, mortgage rates in the US have hit the highest levels in more than 20 years, CNN. 30-year fixed mortgage rates averaged 7.09% last week, according to data released from Freddie Mac. Last time rates were that high was April 2002, when mortgages were 7.13%. Buying a home is now more expensive thanks to higher financing costs, and owners who secured lower rates are incredibly reluctant to sell. The combination of lower inventory levels and higher financing costs have driven home sales down about 20% lower than they were a year ago. And two, SpaceX reportedly turned a profit in Q1 due to huge revenue increases, according to the Wall Street Journal. Quoting from documents detailing the company's quarterly and annual reports, SpaceX reported a Q1 profit of $55 million on revenue of $1.5 billion. Full year results were a loss of $559 million on revenue of $4.6 billion. CNBC said, "The rare look at SpaceX's financials offers a clue into how the company is faring while it ramps up its Starlink internet satellite services and races to get its monster Starship rocket delivering payloads to space, which are key to SpaceX's success." Now, let's move on to the key events during the next week. As for economic data this week, we've got a big annual event, the Jackson Hole Symposium, one of the largest central banking conferences in the world. The event will be focusing on structural shifts in the global economy and is being held from the 24th to the 26th of August. The event brings together economists, financial market participants, academics, US government representatives, and news media to discuss long-term policy issues of mutual concern, which can be very beneficial for investors to listen in on. Elsewhere, we've got New Zealand and Australia reporting retail sales on Tuesday and Sunday respectively, Germany and Europe reporting manufacturing PMI data on Wednesday, and Japan's CPI figures coming out on Thursday. As for earnings seasons, there's still plenty of big names reporting, including Nvidia, Lowe's, Intuit, Zoom, Medtronic, Snowflake, Autodesk, Workday, Dollar Tree, and Dick's Sporting Goods. That's all for this week. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, invest well. Simply Wall Street analyst Michael Page has a position in Amazon. Simply Wall Street has no position in any of the companies mentioned. This article is general in nature. We provide analysis based on historical data and analyst forecasts only using an unbiased methodology, and our articles are not intended to be financial advice. It does not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any stock and does not take into account your objectives or financial situation. We aim to bring you long-term focused analysis driven by fundamental data. Note that our analysis may not factor in the latest price-sensitive company announcements or qualitative material.